Nirikshane, the act of seeing. The word Nirikshane is a Kannada word with many interconnected meanings, the most accessible of which is the act of seeing. Among its other meanings, it can be used to mean a detailed critical inspection, immediately suggesting a commonly understood notion of authority bestowed upon an individual to conduct this inspection from the outside. Nirikshane is also used to encourage introspection and quiet reflection. Perhaps its most imaginative use is to signify the creation of a mental image, a potent tool for visualization, one that creates a bridge between an internal and external reality. And yet, for a word with such deep multiplicity of meaning, in its pronunciation, it places emphasis on the sound ksha in the third syllable, a sound with highly contested origins and complex presence across different Kannada dialects. The exhibition unfolds from inside the scaffolding of this word, denoting a wide spectrum of the act of seeing, of a slowly shifting gaze moving along a hitherto unseen horizon, demarcating perceivable realities from invisible ones. The works of each artist in the show span a selection across their practice, some presenting the proximity to an accessible visual language, while others hint at vernaculars from faraway lands with shared histories. Activated through the dialogue between their works, the exhibition comes into focus through apertures of caste, language, family, and communal histories. Across the two studios, you will come across a range of works that are searing, but also offer softer depictions of a diverse range of life experiences. The looming presence of the harmful social hierarchy of caste appears across multiple artists' works as they interrogate the system of segregating human beings based on illogical mythofictions. Notions of purity that condemn Dalit bodies as dirty, impure, and unworthy of touch, which forms the ongoing practice of untouchability, is deeply interrogated and its legitimacy torn apart. Being marginalized is the least interesting thing about the artist's beings, yet the kind of economy of art demands that we speak about the harms and not the joys, and the tenderness of familial communal bonds, the delicate ways in which we perform kinship, the ritualistic practices that are deeply interlinked to the kind of caste-based labor a lot of marginalized caste populations are condemned to perform. By presenting counter-narratives and vignettes that expand the being both of these artists and communities that they come from as being larger than the narrow construct of social hierarchies of caste and gender, each of the artists makes their own proclamation of agency and of autonomy that is free from the shackles of predetermined fates.